Ephesians 2.
Actually, Paul's talking about the works of the law when he says, "Lest anyone boast." We don't work our way to heaven.
Ephesians 2.
Yeah, Ephesians 2. But are works part of our salvation?
They prove if we're saved.
First of all, we're not saved yet. We have the hope of salvation.
No. We're saved through Jesus Christ.
We have the hope of it.
If the faith is true, He'll take us to the end.
By the shed blood of Jesus and His repentance, do we have to repent?
Of course,
of
we
all
have
of our sins.
Yes, we repent, and we continue to repent as First John.
We do every day. Do you have to be born from above?
Yes, absolutely.
He didn't say that.
Oh, you have to be.
Okay.
He told Nicodemus, you must be born from above, not on the earth.
Do you have to walk in holiness and obedience, or you'll be lost because you live in sin, willful sin?
The scripture doesn't say it enough.
Hebrews 10:26 does say that.
Our walking in obedience shows who we are.
Actually, sir,
it doesn't say that's what saves us.
Yeah. Actually,
we're
it does.
Saved through Jesus Christ.
No, actually, it does.
We're saved through Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's a combination of faith and works. James 2 says, "Show you my works, I'll show you my faith. Show you my faith,
that's
I'll show you my works."
Because our works are toward man. God doesn't need
to
see
our works are right towards God. He said we're made for good works in Ephesians 2:10.
Right, 2:10. He says
made for good works.
Yeah, but he says you're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
For good works.
To do the works that He's planned in advance.
Right, which is holiness and
whatever
obedience.
Whatever He plans
and
to do.
Hebrews 10:26 says if you...
So I'm not sure what you're trying to tell us.
Hebrews 10:26 says if you live in willful sin... There's no sacrifice for your sin.
If you're living in willful sin, then you're not saved.
Is UConn, college, and sports and all that, is that worldliness and sin?
This is just a school I went to.
Yeah. Those schools represent Jesus Christ? No, they're worldly. They're anti-Christ.
Yeah,
why are you hanging them on your body?
Stop. I went to the college. I got my engineering
degree. Why would you hang them on your body?
Because...
Is that pride?
I was benefited by that.
Is that pride?
Lifting up
Christ for man.
Maybe.
Pride's an abomination to God.
I'm glad that I went there.
Pride's an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. Did you know that?
Are you trying to...
I'm trying to drag your soul from hell and judgment.
You cannot drag me from anything.
Sure, sir, because you're living in sin.
Only Jesus
worldliness.
Jesus
you didn't even know the gospel, sir. You're an old man like me. You didn't even know the gospel.
I've been born...
Your church has failed you. What church do you go to?
I go to a Baptist church.
The Baptist church is not even made of God. They're made of man, sir.
You
got to repent of that kind of man-made religion. The Baptist church comes along in the 1600s. The Baptist church keeps a false gospel. You heard it. You can't lose your salvation. The Baptist church keeps many false ways. We have to keep telling people all those things as we walk through this world. So we just keep telling the truth and calling people to righteousness if anyone will listen, have ears to hear.